Power 98.
Hashtag no lazy mad. That's right. Hashtag no lazy mad. Find out what I'm mad about right now. Hit the hashtag NOLEEZYMAD. Go to my Instagram page at no lazy, NOLEEZY. And I'm about to tell you what I'm mad at right now. Being brought to you by Friday Night Lights. Join me in Burpee tomorrow. It is going down. We're going to be headed to the Mallet Creek and Butler game. And it's going to be at the brand new Sportsplex in Matthews, 2425 Sportsplex Parkway in Matthews. It's the first edition of Friday Night Lights as the Butler Bulldogs take on the Mallet Creek Mavericks. 7 o'clock, we're going to be out there. Power98FM.com for more information. Okay, so Ms. Jessica actually helped me with this one this morning. Showed me this video, the police handling a 64-year-old lady. The video is about 8 minutes long. I paraphrased the video. I took some of the meat. I took the meat out of the video, shortened it down in 3 videos. You can go to my Instagram page and watch those videos. Full video is up on my Facebook page at Larry Mims. So go there and check it out. But they're handling a 64-year-old lady on the side of the road. Apparently, she's been pulled over for what they think is drunk driving. They try to get her blowing a breathalyzer. She can't blow the right way. And then that's when everything really takes place. The officer is heard saying over and over, like, I'm not trying to hurt you, but they pepper sprayed the lady. Then they tried to tase the lady. Not even sure if the taser hit the lady, because if you can see on the video, like, once they tried to tase her, like, she didn't really change her attitude. So I don't know if it missed her. But, you know, they put her in the back of the car. Her head almost hit the back of the car. It just seemed like more could have been done.
Yeah, that was my concern when I saw the video. First of all, it was one of the first videos that I watched this morning. And it just disturbed me so much, because the first thing that I thought in my head was, I could see my grandmother or even my mother being in this predicament. Right. But, you know, you can clearly see that this woman is very, very nervous.
Yes.
She has urinated on herself.
Yes.
Twice.
She is telling the officer, look, I am nervous. That is why I'm doing. She is having a hard time doing the breathalyzer. Yeah. She is trying to do it. She isn't saying no, I don't want to do it or anything like that. She is trying to do it. It's just that she is physically not able to do it.
Yeah.
And then when they try to put her in the handcuffs again, that is when she urinates on herself again. And she is saying, I'm doing this because I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Then they pepper spray her. And that was my thing, was when they pepper sprayed her, it was like, I'll pepper spray you. Now calm down and let me put you in handcuffs. Those two things don't go together. I can't calm down when you have pepper sprayed me, number one. And number two, I'm being pepper sprayed and I'm nervous. Now I'm just all over the place. I am a wreck.
Yeah.
And I think that before he pepper sprayed her, the woman was going, just give me a second. Hold on. Just listen to me.
She said that the whole time.
Just listen to me. She was like, please just listen to me. And he would not. And I think that at that point, he could have showed a little compassion and taken some time with this woman. We just saw earlier this week that the police took down a huge man, took him down without tasing him, pepper spraying him, or anything. There was no reason for them to do that to this woman.
Hit the hashtag no lazy mad. Find out why I'm mad. You can see the video right there on my page, NOLEEZYMAD.